Man, I haven't done this shit on a mic before. I just used to record my stuff. Yo, should I take it off or keep it like that? This is good. This is good. Yeah. Pa-pa-pa-pa. Browns and the Rams. So, that's what's up. I wanted to talk about let's move the table a little bit. All day long, we are always surrounded with people, our family, our friends, teachers, neighbors, and whatnot. I mean, we are always surrounded with so many people every day, and we interact with so many people, and we feed on their energy, and then we feed on what they are saying to us, and then and all those things they are saying to us are helping us manifest our thought process. And that thought process further creates our reactions and responses to our everyday life. It's hard to take time out for yourself. Like, I remember my friends getting mad at me for not going out. I remember canceling plans and going to work out. Back in the days, I was doing it just because I wanted to keep up with my routine. I wanted to do I hate when a routine, like it takes a lot to develop a routine, and I hate when something breaks your routine, which was not even so much necessary, but you couldn't say no to a plan to go out or to a party or to something because you were afraid that you might end up making your friend or whoever mad. I think if someone is really your friend, if someone really cares about you, they will understand if you are taking steps to make yourself better every day. Making yourself better is not something, it's not an overnight process. You develop a routine, you develop your own rituals. Like, I have a ritual about going to work out, making sure that I go to work out at least 4 to 5 a day. And it doesn't matter what happens, I have to go to work out. It means I hate working out, but I have to work out because I love the effects of working out. The psychological effects, the physical effects, everything that workout helps you make your life better. I love the result of workout. That's why I do it. I hate workout, but I love the results. So that's why I work out. And those are the things that some of the things and is workout is just an example. It could be reading, it could be going for a walk by yourself. Sometimes you don't want to be surrounded by people when you are walking. I mean, the main nucleus of this conversation, and I'm kind of getting out of breath because I'm sitting in the closet. Let me pull this door a little bit because I want to breathe. Yeah, okay, this is better. So, so what I want to focus on, I still can't breathe. Okay, better. Oh man, my window is closed. Hold on, let me quickly run and open. But if I will open the window, then there will be sound coming from outside. Ah, fuck it. No worry about it. Man, I am burping in the middle. So, and this mic is really sensitive and picking up my burps and shit. So, I'm sorry about that. Let me take a sip of my tea. Oh, this is good. So, the nucleus of this conversation is taking care of yourself without feeling guilty. Spending time with yourself. This is the nucleus of this conversation. I have been living alone for the past 5 years. I mean, I moved to US 5 years ago. So I have been living alone for the past 5 years, and I would be lying if I would say that I didn't feel lonely, that I didn't cry by myself sitting in closets and punching the walls. But I think that was just a process. Now I have come to a state of being mental state where I feel so comfortable with myself. I am very comfortable, and I love being with myself. I love being with myself and reading. I love walking by myself. I love hiking by myself. I love going to the gym by myself. Yes, I might have developed a little bit of social anxiety, but man, the amount of work that I have been able to do at myself, all the schools, our education system will teach you how to make a livelihood. I'm sorry, man, this is so embarrassing. Okay. I'm sorry for the burps, people, if you are listening. Okay. So, you know, our school systems are designed to teach you how to make a livelihood. But it's not going to teach you how to live. You know what I mean? Because our education system has failed us in teaching us that how to live, at the end of the day, it becomes the responsibility of an individual to learn that. And if you don't do that, then we only end up being not humans, not people, but we just end up being machines. We end up being employees. You know what I mean? So, all we do is make money and spend money. And that's pretty much it. That is not really life. That is not something that I can see myself doing. What I want to say is that, you know, when you want to become a doctor, you go to a medical school. When you want to become an engineer, you go to an engineering school. And when you want to learn how to live life, you have to go and learn from people who have lived life out of the box, who have lived life on their own terms, people who extraordinary personalities who have successfully learned that their existence means much more than what everyone else and the TV and the media describes it. They have learned that this body that you have is a tool. It's a tool, it's like a car that helps you move around on this planet, among people, helps you communicate. Without this body, you won't be able to do anything. So what they have understood is that we are much more than our bodies. This is how I see myself. Like, I am here to live my life on my own terms. I am going to do what I want to do. And that's the definition of freedom to me. Now, I don't want to confuse freedom with the license to do whatever you want to do, which might end up in resulting somebody else physically or mentally or spiritually or financially. I mean, if your freedom becomes a hurdle in someone else's freedom, that is not really freedom. That is just dictatorship, straight up. So, I think when you want to learn about living your life, you have to take time out from your everyday interactive life with people. You have to take time to read books. You have to read the life of people who have lived in the way that they wanted to. The memoirs that they have written, the word that they left, be it any philosopher, be it any spiritual teacher that you follow, be it your prophet you follow, whichever you want to. But I think we have to take time out from our everyday life to nurture our soul. The fact that the school system failed to teach us how to live our life, we have to take it in our own hands and teach ourselves better living processes. And to do that, we have to take time out of our interactive, surrounded life. We are surrounded with information and people and conversations every time. It's nothing less than meditation, than taking time out away from all that and being with yourself. And I think being with yourself, some people call it lonely. I think lonely has a very bad reputation. Lonely is a blessing. Lonely is the time when you get to learn about yourself. That is exactly when you get to read your own mind, What's the inner monologue going on? Every time, what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? And I do this all the time, that when I am in my everyday life as well, like, what's the inner monologue going on that resulted into my actions? And if my actions were not something that I wanted, I focus on the inner monologue. I focus on the inner monologue, which resulted into that action. And I think if we can fix the inner monologue, the outcome, which is your actions, will change by itself, you know? So, coming back to the nucleus of this conversation, spend time with yourself. Be with yourself. Learn to be comfortable with yourself. There is a stigma around being alone. Fuck that. Don't give a fuck about what others have to say. Just be with yourself. You know, one day everybody have to... Everyone is going to die one day. And the life will keep moving on. No one cares. They might care for a minute or two, or maybe a nanosecond in some cases, depending on how close the person was to you. But life keeps going on. Nobody cares. So live your life the way you want to live. And don't give a fuck about what the norms of living a life is. Like, do you. Do what makes you... Do what brings you close to yourself. You know, if you can learn to be comfortable with yourself in your own company, you will never be lonely. Never ever. Actually, you will seek spending time with yourself. So, so if you have to cancel plans, if you have to say no to somebody, do it. Don't feel shame about it. Just do it. And if they really love you, if they really care about you, they will understand. People who really, really care about you, they will never ever leave you. And others are just looking for reasons to berate you. And you might as well give them and get rid of them. So don't be afraid of getting rid of people who are not letting you live to the fullest of your potential and who won't let you live the way that you want to live. And that should be the end of today's conversation. That's pretty much it. 19 minutes. Damn, that was a long conversation. Okay, people. That's what's up. What else? I will be reading some poetry tonight. Not tonight, actually. Next week. When is it? It is next Wednesday. I'm gonna read some poetry next Wednesday in Pomona. Oh, actually, before that, on this Tuesday, I'm gonna do a poetry slam at the DPL in West Hollywood. And then, what else? Yeah, I do have a few things lined up next week regarding poetry. And yeah, man, stay blessed. Be yourself. And just chill. Chill. It ain't so hard. It's not. We make it hard. It's not so hard. Take care, people.